The Line Painter, my novel, actually started out as a song that I wrote. I bought a resonator guitar, which is an acoustic guitar, but it has an amplifier in it. And I got it into my mind that I was going to write and record an album. So I set up a home studio, which is, well, sort of a fancy way to say a computer with a microphone stuck into it. And I wrote all these songs and I started to record them. And it must have been a couple months into it when I all of a sudden, I was sitting listening to what I'd recorded one day, and I realized that I'm actually not very good at the guitar and my voice is kind of weak. So the overall effect was complete and utter crap. And I had a bit of a fit and decided to scrap the album idea. But once it calmed down, I took a look at my lyric sheets, and I actually quite liked this idea of the line painting song. I think it was called Painting Lines that I'd written. And so I decided I'm much better at typing than I am at the guitar, so I sat down and started to write the book. I wrote The Line Painter very impulsively. And the image I started out with was of a woman lying on her back, unconscious, on the road with her leg just over the yellow line at the side of the road, and the line painter rolling up and having to get out of his truck and help her because he wanted to finish his line, or probably not help, but move her leg out of the way. And the book actually didn't end up taking that course, but that was where I started from, and that sort of idea of a woman who'd been through a recent trauma and a sort of obstinate line painter. One of the things that I found really difficult about writing the book was I didn't know what was going to happen at the end when I started the beginning, and I was always, as a new writer, I was always insecure and thought that that was a major flaw. Now, with a little bit of hindsight, I think that's probably just how I write, and I hope for my next one I'll be a little more accepting and relaxed about that. We will see.